From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Google's high-speed internet business is contending with a really low-speed rollout. What now?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. Alphabet's Google spent hundreds of millions of dollars digging up streets and laying fiber optic cables in several cities. The goal? To deliver web connections 30 times faster than anything we're used to. The problem? It was way more expensive than the tech giant realized. The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis broke the story and is here to talk all about where Google goes from here. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
So Google had big plans. I believe we spoke about it on this podcast, but telecom business costs aren't cheap. Let's start there, because this is obviously where Google ran into a big roadblock. What do these costs include and how do they add up?
Right. So certainly, you know, undertaking a massive infrastructure project like, you know, digging up streets and laying fiber optic cables is a much different business than what Google is really accustomed to, which is, you know, the internet and the digital world,
right.
Where you don't have to go into the physical world and start dealing with all the logistics and complications of infrastructure. So Google announced its project, Google Fiber, in 2010. It is now expanded in those 6 years to just six metro areas, and it is finding that, you know, not only the cost but also the time to expand the service is becoming a little too much to bear, and therefore it is trying to look at new ways to bring the service, and it is looking at wireless. And to address your question, some analysts have estimated that it costs Google about $500 per home that its network passes, but that doesn't include, that doesn't mean each one of those homes signs up for the service. So, you know, it's an expensive undertaking, and they're hoping that this wireless technology to deliver the internet to homes would be cheaper and potentially faster.
Absolutely. Now, there are big projects in development in San Jose, California, and Portland, Oregon. Where does this switch up leave those plans?
Right. So specifically the two you mentioned, San Jose metro area and in Portland, those two projects are on hold. Google Fiber executives have told city officials there that there's going to be a delay in San Jose. It's about 6 months, if not more, while they figure out what they want to do, potentially using wireless instead of stringing fiber optic straight to the homes. And San Jose and Portland are just two of about 12 metro areas that Google is targeting for its fiber service in the near future. But all of those likely will have the wireless technology, and therefore the company needs to figure out how to deploy that before they really start the serious work of installing it.
You know, it's interesting because we're so accustomed to, you know, relatively fast speeds as of late via our smartphone, via our regular internet connections. It made me kind of wonder, is there a need right now? Is there a mainstream need for a 1 gigabit per second broadband service?
It's a good question. I think that, you know, consumers definitely have enjoyed having it. I wonder if there's a need. There certainly is probably a desire.
Sure.
I think the argument from, you know, some of the telecom providers and Google, of course, is that, you know, increasingly more and more of our lives and our business is conducted over the internet, and therefore these higher speeds really help kind of grease the tracks for that business. And we all know that about the explosion of streaming content, and you know, and I think we all can imagine in the near future where most of the media we consume is done over the internet versus TV, and that, of course, would help if we have much higher internet speeds, and especially if we want to do things like ultra high definition, which, you know, is coming.
Right. So this hasn't really come as a huge surprise to many. It seems like there was skepticism from the start. So the question then becomes, does this shift in gears towards wireless push Google Fiber back into the realm of something a little bit more promising now?
It's a good question. You know, wireless definitely could mean that Google could expand fiber far faster than it has so far. And that's what they're hoping. You know, that they're all about you know, speeds in terms of fast internet, but also speeds in terms of deployment. So that's what they're hoping this is going to accomplish. But they do maintain that they are still very serious about fiber. That this is not a science project, as one analyst called it. You know, that they think not only could this indirectly help their core business by, you know, increasing internet usage and therefore clicks on their search ads, but it also could eventually be its own business, and a decent one at that.
We shall see. Jack Nickas, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, we've been speaking to Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickas. He covers all things Google for the Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. As always, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.